And what he did is he got me up during the night, and I read a little bit about, well, you know, Bob's been a protege, and he's been, let's say, studying some of the stuff that I handed down to him. And he likes some of it sometimes, but sometimes it's medicine. Goes down hard. Medicine is not always comfortable, but it's godly. So I'm going to take you to these corners in a few moments. I just don't want you to disturb your Bible right now. I just want you to listen to what this word is. And it's taken from a book called Words from the Lord by Gwen Shaw. So, do you remember what you said to me about Gwen Shaw this morning? So do I. Don't judge, don't condemn, and be ready to forgive. Are you ready? Scripture reading will be, and we'll be going there in a few minutes. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Luke 6:37. Also Matthew 7:1-2. Always ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with His love and compassion, that you will not have a spirit of judging others. Remember that your Heavenly Father reserves the right to pass judgment. And when you judge, without knowing all the facts, you are trying to do that which God reserves as His right alone. Say ouch. Even when you know the hard, cruel facts, how can you know the hidden reasons of the heart? That's ouch again, isn't it? Repeat that one with me. Even if I know the hard, cruel facts, how can I know the hidden reasons of someone else's heart? How many know there's a great big question mark on that one? Unless the Holy Spirit fills you with compassion, you cannot know what causes others to do some of the things that they do. The fears, the torment, the moral or physical weaknesses. Moral or physical weaknesses. Do you hear what this presses on? How can you imagine how someone else is going to react if you've never walked in their shoes? How can you relate to a judgment call when you don't know their particular pain or the abuse they receive mentally, physically, emotionally? You don't know any of those things, and we're pushing out words, and we're wrong. Unless the Holy Spirit fills you with compassion, you cannot know what causes others to do some of the things that they do. The fears, the torment, the moral or physical weaknesses, the longings, the need to be loved and appreciated. The inherited family weaknesses. Yoo-hoo! I've got a few. I might have more than a few. I just know about a few. I inherited them. They came in with this package. The environmental influence and the demonic control. Mm-hmm. Oh, the demons don't have their way with me. I mean, after all, I know. Yeah, you know what? You know so little, you can't even fill a basket. There are many things that influence people and cause them to do terrible and dreadful things. Do you hear me? Close your eyes one more time. Repeat after me. There are many things that influence other people and cause them to do terrible and dreadful things to me. And I judge them.
I want
to add the word wrongly. because I don't know their pain. How many could feel a stirring on the interior? Are you catching on to what this message is? Your father sees and knows the backgrounds of the criminal, the murderer, the prostitute, the sexual pervert, the fornicator, the drug addict. And that is why he has compassion. That is why he has compassion. Where's yours? Where's mine? How about part-time? How many have part-time compassion? Yeah, I do pretty good part-time. I want to do better full-time. His compassion is based on knowing, on his knowing, his omniscience. What does his omniscience mean? It means he's everywhere. He's in every circumstance. He's been around for thousands of generations. He knows where those weaknesses rooted. Some of them even in Adam and Eve. Some of them in Noah and his sons. God showed me some of my weaknesses root right back to that happening on that little mountain. Yeah. And I thought, oh my God, I gotta repent all the way back there. He says, yes. Because some of that stuff inherited right down through your bloodline. Yo, are you not guilty? Watch out. Don't judge. Lest you be judged. And it is his authority as creator and father of all creation that authorizes him and him alone to pass judgment. So there you go. Whose job is it? Don't condemn and you won't be condemned. Luke 6:37. You better write that one down. Luke 6:37. B. Don't condemn and you won't be condemned. Well, that bratty kid of mine, if you only knew, I know him. And, oh, no, you don't. That bratty kid of yours may have some inheritance from his father or mother that you know nothing about. Because it might have skipped a generation. Hoo-hoo! I remember one time the Holy Spirit showed me something in one of my children. And I said, Lord, that's not in me. And he says, no, and it's not in your wife either. But it was in the grandfather. And you know what? I had that grandfather living in my house for 27 years, and he was right. God was right. I saw the exact same responses, the same negative words coming out of my son. And I said, oh my God. So it jumped your generation. So there goes Kim's judgment. I repented. I not only repented for me, I repented for my son. And I repented for the grandfather as well. Oh, you say, he's dead and buried. Oh, no, he's not. He's living with my heavenly father. And he needs help up there. Oh, you know your... I believe in God. And he descended into hell. And he set the captives. Thank you. You mean to tell me the process is done? It's still ongoing. The communion of saints is still ongoing. So many think that they are free to condemn people and situations which they know nothing about. To condemn means to pass the sentence of punishment on a person or a situation which you have already judged in your heart. It means to express opinions against, to hold to be wrong, even when you never can know all the facts. Ouch again. It means to pass sentence and to pronounce doom on someone. A condemned person is one who is doomed. What right do you have to assume this authority over a soul, to condemn it or doom it? If that individual is wrong and it's guilty of a certain sin of transgression, he is already condemned, for he that believeth not is condemned already. John 3:18. That's your next scripture. John 3:18. He that believeth not is condemned already. So it's not your job. Leave the condemning to the Father. Forgiven, you shall be forgiven. Luke 6, 37c. Third section of Luke 6, verse 37c. Look for a moment at the meaning of forgiveness. It means to grant pardon for or remission of a wrong that was done. It means to cease to demand penalty for a wrong. To cease to blame. To feel resentment against. To remit as a debt. To show forgiveness and to grant pardon. This is how your own dictionary defines forgiveness. Are you ready? Search your heart and ask the Father to give you the spirit of forgiveness so that you can forgive others, even as He has forgiven you. And you shall be like your Father in heaven. You shall be, you shall be, you shall be, meaning you're under construction. Amen? How many need the spirit of compassion? How do you counteract? How do you turn it around? It's a wonderful thing to read, but unless you live it, it's going to be just another bunch of letters on a piece of paper. This Bible won't change you unless you read it and put it in your heart. I want you to go to Luke 6, 35. Here's our Savior's solution. Father, I want this word to come into me. And I want it to come into them that they may be transformed. And those that are listening on the internet, Father, let it be an impact in their hearts that they can really understand what you're all about and why you sent your son. Love your enemies and be kind and do good. Doing favors so that someone derives benefits from them, and lend expecting and hoping for nothing in return, but considering nothing as lost and despairing as no one. And then your recompense, your reward will be great, rich, strong, intense, and abundant. And you will be sons of the Most High. For He is kind and charitable and good to the ungrateful. Well, if they're not grateful, they're not getting any compassion from me. Now, I never heard those words coming out of your heart, but I sure heard them coming out of mine. How many know there's a little voice that speaks to you, to readjust you, to push you just where it has intentions of you to go? Yesterday afternoon, I was in a quality walk, and I was saying to the Lord, you know, I'm asking you now to change what's inside of me. And I'm repenting for someone who has offended me. Okay? And I'm in the process of just praying, and I got this little voice interjecting. He's like sitting on my shoulder in one of those little leprechauns. I don't know if he was Irish, but whatever. You know what he said to me? You're praying this prayer just so that God will lift you up. And I says, and who do you think you are accusing me? I am not accepting that, and I'm going to expose you right now. Well, how can you expose the demons? Tell them back what the Word of God says. Respond to him. I will be charitable to this person. I will give double. For what they did to me. I'm not going to slap them back with two more slaps. I'm going to change it. By choice. Well, I thought that you weren't supposed to let them take advantage of you. It depends. Depends on the directives of the Lord. There were times that the Lord told His disciples, come on, shake the dust off your feet and keep on going. Why? Because the Heavenly Father knew their hearts. But there were other times that he went back and he told them, I'm back to release healing to you. Why? Because he knew their hearts. I can remember one time the Holy Spirit had me on a quest. And I remember saying to the Lord, how much longer am I going to be carrying this individual? They don't even deserve it. They are getting to me. And the Lord says, and how many times have you gotten to me? You can relate? So I repented again and I asked him to forgive me. I never wanted him to hold a particular line where he would turn around and say, no more, you know, forgiveness, no more compassion, no more grace, no more mercy. So I began to declare, my Father's mercy and compassion endures. How about Kim's? Part-time. And I reminded myself, my compassion, my mercy was part-time. If it felt good, I would give him. But if it didn't feel good, wash my hands, kick my feet clean, and keep on going. And the Lord says, that's not my way. You keep giving grace until the season of grace is complete. Until the season of grace is complete. Whatever the number of, could be days, could be months, could be years. How many years has he been putting up with you? For God is kind, charitable, and good to the ungrateful and the selfish and the wicked. And that could be very likely me. Amen? How many have got a few selfish bones left? I mean, after all, if you're doing for me, then I'm going to be your friend. Amen? What am I doing right now? What about the wicked one? What about the wicked one? What about the wicked one that was right next to him, who had been a thief, and just decided, you know what? Would you remember me in your kingdom? Now he's been wicked, but he's not crying out for what? Compassion. And the response of Jesus was, this very day. You're not going directly to hell. Don't go buy gold. Don't get collect the $200. Right? You will be with me today in heaven. Does he deserve it? Did you and I deserve it? But we got it. Now how about living it? Verse 36. So be merciful, sympathetic, tender, and responsive. Compassionate, even as your Father is all of these. Say the solution, Lord. It's for me to be merciful. To be sympathetic. To be tender. Even if they take advantage of me. Like I take advantage of you sometimes. I want to be responsive. Not angry and bitter. I want to be compassionate. As my Heavenly Father is all the time. Not part-time like I used to be. Father, if I've judged. If I have found fault. And pronounce judgment on my neighbor, or even on myself, not knowing the fullness of the impact. And I pronounced myself guilty. And I didn't take account the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing me of all unrighteousness. He sees me as a saint. It's about time I agree with him.
It's about time I agree with him.
And see myself.
And see myself.
As a holy anointed individual.
As a holy anointed individual.
Walking in the similitude.
Walking in
similitude. Of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Of our Savior.
Full of compassion.
Full of compassion.
Full of charity.
Full of charity.
Full of mercy.
Full of mercy.
And full of love. Put your hand over your heart. Keep your eyes closed. Oh, Father, this day, as we lay hands on our own hearts, we're expecting your word to bear fruit today inside of me. And those who've offended me, I set them free. Just like Jesus set me free. And I purpose today to pour in compassion and mercy into me first.
Into myself first.
Right now. Not next year. Today, right now, so I can pour out what's inside of me. I can't pour something out of an empty vessel.
I can't pour something out of an empty vessel.
Father, I thank you now. As your Holy Spirit continues to minister to these as they go forward in this day, that they would be pouring out to the north, south, east, and west all of what you have required of them to give out in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said,
amen.
And amen.